Like the actions and the process which was done for the mitzvah arava on a weekday, exactly the same thing was done on Shabbos when the mitzvah applies on Shabbos. And as we learned in the first mission, that is only if the Shabbos falls on Ishana Rabba on the seventh day of Sukkos. Ella. Except there is one difference, and that is Shehoyu Melaktan Islam Erev Shabbos. They would gather the branches, the Arovas Me'erev Shabbos, before Shabbos came in, Wanichan Islam Begigir Shal Zohov, and place them in golden barrels filled with water inside the Beis HaMikdash, Kadesh Lo Yichmeshu, so that they would not wither by the time it comes to Shabbos morning when the mitzvah is performed. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereika has quite a different understanding of the mitzvah of Arova. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereika says, Chariyot shel dekel ha'imavien. They would bring branches of a palm tree, also known as a lulav. The main part of the mitzvah of Arova, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereika, was actually done with a lulav and not an Arova. When talking about the mitzvah of lulav, the Torah says, Kapos tamarim. Palm branches, it says it in the plural, implying there is more than one, and so one is referring to the mitzvah of lulav with the araminim, and the reason why it's in the plural is because there is another mitzvah which is done with the lulav. What exactly would they do with the lulav? They would hit the lulav on the ground, on the side of the mizbeach, and that day was called the day of hitting the branches of the palm trees. There's a large discussion how exactly to understand Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereika. According to some, this is only done on Ishana Rabba, but not on the rest of the days of Sukkos. There's a discussion whether an Arova was also part of the process according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereika. It could very well be that they did stand Arovas on the corners of the Mizbeach, but in addition to that, they hit the Lulavim on the ground. But according to some, there were no Arovas at all in the process. The reason why the Tanakhama argues with Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereika is because although Kapos Tamarim is written in the plural in the Torah, it is spelt Kapos without a Vov, so it's spelt Kapas Tamarim, which is the singular. So that implies that there is only one mitzvah performed with the lulav of Sukkos, and that is the lulav of the Arba Minim. It should be noted that according to many, the Tanakhama holds that they would do exactly the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereika said, but with Arovas. They would hit the Arovas on the floor, which could very well be the source for our custom on Ishana Rabba to hit the Arovas on the floor.